This is Kent Lindquist back with a second hour of the Feeling of Jazz after the news at the top of the hour. And here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM, we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. I hope you make a habit of joining us. We're continuing our salute to tenor sax man Scott Hamilton, a wonderful mainstream tenor sax man. And we're going to survey some of his work again here in the second hour. And we're going to lead off the second hour with a recent CD he cut called Swedish Ballads and More. And he does some traditional Swedish songs. But the one I really like, one of my favorite Quincy Jones compositions, is A Stockholm Sweetening. Here's Scott on tenor sax. One of my, I think, one of the finest piano players around, out of Sweden, Jan Lundgren. We have Jesper Lundgaard on bass and Christian Leth on drums. This was cut in Copenhagen in December 2012, and this is a nice version of Quincy Jones' composition, Stockholm Sweetening. Tenor sounds of Scott Hamilton doing Quincy Jones' great composition, Stockholm Sweetening, and some fine, tasteful piano work there by one of Sweden's finest, Jan Lundgren. Okay, we don't let too many shows go by unless we do a little bit of something by the count. That's Count Basie, of course. And this is live from the Monterey Jazz Festival in Switzerland. July 1975, the Count Basie Big Band from an album called Time Out. No, Fun Time. And this is an interesting track because usually the Count doesn't play too much solo piano. He lets the big band go its way and he usually comps a little and does a little introduction and turns it over to the band. But on this one, you get a little taste of Count's piano. It's Ernie Wilkins' composition, Good Time Blues.
Thank you.
Big Band live in Switzerland, the Montreux Jazz Festival. You heard some nice long piano introduction there by the Count himself, and then that was a wild and crazy muted trombone solo by the great Al Gray. It was a Ernie Wilkins composition called Good Time Blues, and it certainly was a good time. Well, back to our highlight artist of the week, and that's Scott Hamilton. At this time, he's on an album. He has co-billing with two other fine tenor sax men, Ken Poplowski and Spike Robinson, and all-star rhythm section with Howard Aldred on guitar, Gerald Wiggins on piano, Dave Stone on bass, and Jake Hanna on drums. And this is a thing out of the Ellington book, written by Hodges and Ellington, called "The Jeep Is Jumpin'." Thank you. An appropriate title for that song, The Jeep is Jumpin', written by alto sax man Johnny Hodges while he was in the Duke Ellington band. That was co-composed by Johnny and Duke Ellington. And that was a trio of tenor sax players, all great swingers. Scott Hamilton, our spotlight artist of the week on tenor sax, along with Kim Popowski and Spike Robinson. And driving them through on drums was the inimitable Jake Hanna. All right, we'll change the pace a little bit now. We'll do a nice little thing by everybody's favorite jazz pianist. If you're a jazz fan, Wynton Kelly's on your list, or near the top of your list. This is Mel Torme's composition, Born to Be Blue, with Wynton on piano, Ron McClure on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, from a milestone album, Full View. Let's listen to Born to Be Blue. Thank you. Walter May's composition, Born to be Blue, done by piano player Wynton Kelly, backed up by Ron McClure on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, from Wynton's album, Full View on the Milestone label. I'm going to go back now to an album we played in the first hour in our highlighting of tenor sax man Scott Hamilton. This is a splendid trio with Scott on tenor, Howard Alden on guitar, Frank Tate on bass, no drums or piano. But they make some great music, great sounds, just a trio. And this is a tune that the jazz artists like to bring out once in a while, written by Irving Berlin, called Russian Lullaby. Thank you. That track was from an album called A Splendid Trio, and A Splendid Trio it was, because you had our highlight artist of the week, Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, Howard Alden on guitar, Frank Tate on bass, no drums, no piano, and they really swung on that one. That was Irving Berlin's Russian Lullaby. Okay, now we're going to do something by the original Jerry Mulligan Quartet from 1953 with Chet Baker on trumpet, Carson Smith on bass, Chico Hamilton on drums. To have a pianoless organization at that time was quite an avant-garde thing, and they caused quite a storm with the first 10-inch LPs they put out, and later, of course, transferred to CD. But it was a great little group, and they were very successful for the time that they were together. And here they do Rodgers and Hart's composition, The Lady is a Tramp. Rodgers and Hart's great tune, The Lady is a Tramp. That was Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Chet Baker on trumpet, Chico Hamilton on drums, and Carson Smith on bass, the original members of the Jerry Mulligan Quartet. Caused quite a splash at that time as a pianoless quartet, which was not the usual format at that time. Now back to Scott Hamilton, our spotlight artist, and this is... the album he did with Gene Harris, the pianist, called At Last, with Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Harold Jones on drums. This is a title track from their album, written by Matt Gordon and Harry Warren, At Last. At last, we played "At Last" by Scott Hamilton with Gene Harris on piano, and that was backed up by Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Harold Jones on drums. We're going to do another Scott Hamilton thing now from his album "Organic Duke," which implies, of course, that we've got an organ player involved here. Mike Ladani was really good on the organ. Playing compositions either written by Duke Ellington or associated with Duke Ellington. And this is a thing I really like. I love the title. Duke loved to give titles to his tunes. And they kind of tongue-in-cheek sometimes. This is but this is a nice little swinger called the Old Circus Train Turnaround Blues.
Thank you.
Old Circus Train Turnaround Blues. That was an Ellington composition, and played by Scott Hamilton on tenor sax from his album Organic Duke. And the organic part was contributed to by a great organ player, Mike Ladani. All right, now you have been listening to Feeling Jazz, we hope, for the last 2 hours here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM, and we hope you'll join us again next Sunday night for some more swinging mainstream jazz sounds, and we look forward to seeing you then. We're going to close the show out with just a little thing here by one of Chicago's finest, Ramsey Lewis Trio, doing a traditional thing called Black Eyed Peas.
Thank you.